the appointment presentation. Most people fail at the outset of the selling process because they don't realize the purpose of an appointment presentation. Most believe that the purpose of an appointment presentation is to qualify the customer and ascertain whether or not he is a viable prospect. It's not. The purpose of an appointment presentation is one thing and one thing only: to make an appointment. The appointment presentation moves the prospect from where he is to the second benchmark in the process, the needs analysis presentation. It is a series of words delivered on the telephone or in person that engage the prospect's unconscious. Remember that? By speaking primarily about the product you have to sell rather than the commodity. For example, "Hi, Mr. Jackson. I'm Johnny Jones with Walter Mitty Company. Have you seen the remarkable new things that are being done to control money these days?" "What new things?" "Well, that's exactly why I've called. May I have a moment of your time?" "The product? Financial control. Control is the key. The presentation tells Mr. Jackson that there are things going on in the world, remarkable new things, that he doesn't know about. He's out of control. But he can now become familiar with them, gain control, by just spending a few moments with Johnny Jones. And it tells him that instantly. Mr. Jackson's emotional commitment is already made. All that he needs now is to find the rational armament to support it. That's what Johnny Jones' job is. That's why the appointment will be made. Simple and effective. It makes appointments. To do what? To deliver the needs analysis presentation. The needs analysis presentation. The first thing you do in a needs analysis presentation is repeat what you said in the appointment presentation to reestablish the emotional commitment. For example, "Remember, Mr. Jackson, when we first talked, I mentioned that some remarkable new things were going on in the world to control money?" The second thing you do is to tell the prospect how you would like to proceed to fulfill your promise to him. For example, "Well, what I'd like to do is to tell you about those things. At the same time, I'd like to show you some incredibly effective ways my firm, Walter Mitty Company, has developed to help you control money here in your business. Okay?" The third thing you do is to establish your credibility in the prospect's mind by communicating two things. First, your company's expertise in such matters. "We are money-controlling specialists. We, at eMyth Worldwide, call that a positioning statement." And second, your personal willingness to do whatever is necessary to utilize that expertise on his behalf. For example, "Let me tell you why we created our company, Mr. Jackson. We found that people like yourself are continually frustrated by not being able to get the most out of their money, frustrated by paying higher interest rates than they have to, by working with financial experts who don't seem to know what they're doing, by banking with a bank that doesn't seem to have their best interest at heart, and so on. Do these things ever frustrate you, Mr. Jackson? Of course they do. And that's why Walter Mitty Company has created a money-controlling system that makes it possible for you to get the most preferential treatment in the financial arena while paying the least for it. Now, I know that sounds too good to be true, but let me explain how we propose to go about doing that for you." Here, Johnny Jones is communicating that he understands what frustrates Mr. Jackson and that he has the expertise to alleviate those frustrations, not personally, but systematically, through the use of the Walter Mitty Company's money controlling system. The fourth thing you do in a needs analysis presentation is describe the Walter Mitty Company's money controlling system and why it works so well. Not what it does, but the impact it will have on the prospect. For example, the Walter Mitty Company's money controlling system is designed to do three things, Mr. Jackson. First, it enables us to know what specifically bothers you about controlling your money. Because we know that controlling money must be personally tailored to each and every one of our clients. In order to do that, we've created what we call at Walter Mitty Company a money management questionnaire. By asking you these particular questions, we're well on our way to helping you get what you want. Before I leave today, I'll review the questionnaire with you. Once the questionnaire is completed, we return it to our financial systems group. This is a group of financial specialists who review your questionnaire to make certain that it has been completed accurately. If it has, they enter the information into our money controlling system that has been designed to analyze this information and compare it with the broad spectrum of data we've assembled over the years. Once having analyzed the information, the system will then create personally tailored solutions just for you, Mr. Jackson. Ways to secure the kind of preferential treatment we talked about earlier, but at the lowest possible cost. Ways of controlling your money and using it to your advantage, not someone else's. These solutions will then be prepared in the form of a financial report that I'll deliver to you personally and review with you at that time. Should any of our solutions make sense to you, we'll be more than happy to help you implement them. If not, then at least we'll have started the process of becoming better acquainted so that we may be of assistance to you some other time. In any case, the financial report is yours at absolutely no cost whatsoever. It's our way of saying we're serious about what we do and would be happy to work with you, whether now or in the future. So let's review the questionnaire together. And when we're done, I'll provide you with a summary of some of the remarkable new things that are happening in the world to control money. And then I'll take your information back so we can prepare your financial report. Okay? The fifth thing Johnny Jones does in the needs analysis presentation is complete the money management questionnaire. The sixth thing Johnny Jones does is provide the prospective customer with the information he promised and show him how relevant it is to the financial report he'll be preparing for him. He could have done this at the outset of their meeting, during the needs analysis questioning process, or now at the end. The seventh thing Johnny Jones does in the needs analysis presentation is make an appointment with the prospective customer to return with the financial report, reminding him that Johnny Jones will have some valuable solutions for him at no cost, and that Johnny will take whatever time is necessary to help the prospective customer understand those solutions, whether he decides to implement them or not. Upon completion of the needs analysis presentation, Johnny Jones will have made an appointment that will bring him to the third benchmark in the PowerPoint selling process, the solutions presentation.